This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian.
Hi, this is Joe from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI, automation, and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started at Vanta.com.
This is what happens when your own federal government wages war against you. This is what happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat. And this is what happens when they no longer hide the idea of white supremacy when you hear the Vice President of the United States talk about now white people won't have to apologize for being white. That's never happened once in my whole damn life.
Great. Welcome back, everybody. Joining us now is Rich Lowry. Rich, your thoughts on what you just heard?
Yeah, I mean, the reason why the vice president said that, of course, is because there has been discrimination against white males. And there was this viral piece 2 weeks ago published by a Hollywood writer explaining his experience of a lot of other folks, and then showing by numbers. I don't think there's been a white male intern at the New York Times for years now. So that's obviously crazy and has to stop. And the Justice Department is really committed to enforcing civil rights laws across the board, which is the way it always should have been. We have a race-neutral constitution and race-neutral civil rights laws.
Exactly. So, of course, Governor Tim Walz, who is the most inept politician in America, and now we might be corrupt or ignorant. I don't know what's worse when you talk about billions of dollars who have left social welfare programs, maybe to another country, under his watch. Here he is responding to J.D. Vance. Cut 26. The Tim Walz responding. The thing is, J.D. Vance said this, cut 27.
We don't treat anybody different because of their race or their sex. So we have relegated DEI to the dustbin of history, which is exactly where it belongs. In the United States of America, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore.
So bring it on. Forget the political correctness. He's going to double and triple down on it.
Yeah, the violent quibble of what he says is, I would say, trying to relegate it to the dustbin because there's still a lot of work to do. They've had a fantastic start, but this effort, the DEI, they're just going to change the name. It's going to kind of go underground. They're going to try to duck and cover and wait this out and keep doing it in the future. So this is a long-going struggle, but directionally, what he said is absolutely right.
So 100 mayors got together in Minnesota. I don't even know if they're Republican or Democrat. I interviewed two this morning, one who put everybody together and just said that how outrageous it is and how worried they are. There'll be no money for any social programs. They abuse Medicaid and welfare and grants. They formed a company. They sent the money over back to Somalia, it looks like. So we're buying mansions, cars, going on expensive vacations. They totally abuse the social welfare system. But I believe, Rich, this is bigger than that. This is emblematic of what's wrong with Obamacare. People getting it that aren't eligible for it, people lying about what they're doing with it, of course, people taking advantage of it. And then you have somebody just flat out corruption. I'm going to lie about giving food to homeless people and keep the money. I'm going to lie that these kids have autism and keep the money. So and put their normal kids. So the stuff they did was horrific. I want you to hear from one of the mayors. This guy is Jackson Purefeast, cut 28.
You know, I would say there was talk at the beginning of this current year, but within the last 3 months, this has really gone downhill. And Brian, if we do the quick math, $9 billion in fraud divided by 5.79 million Minnesotans comes out to roughly be $1,500 a person that each Minnesotan, each hardworking Minnesotan has had stolen from them from the Walz administration and the policies coming out of St. Paul.
Pretty bad, don't you think? And by the way, I still don't know if he's a Democrat or Republican.
Yeah, terrible. So this is a reason that the social welfare state, as we know it, really evolved first in Scandinavia, countries with really high levels of social trust where no one would steal anything, you know, even if they have the opportunity. They just don't do it. But when you have societies where there's no social trust, it becomes much more difficult because the fact is, yes, there should be stricter requirements on these programs. And everyone should be checking more, but there are limits to how much vetting and checking you can do. So at a certain level, you have to trust people. And if you can't, it's an utter debacle. And there's so many elements of this. But one is that Somali Americans in Minnesota, prominent ones, have not denounced this at all. They're keeping their silence about it, which is shameful. And there was one actually Somali American prosecutor who's involved in this case, who's been very brave and has spoken out about it. And he pointed out just how the Somali culture played into this, because a lot of people, they don't speak English. They're new here. They don't know what's going on. They're scared of crossing their community. So if they know they're cheating or they hear about cheating, they're scared to report it. So all of that played into that. But the biggest loser from the scandal, obviously, is Tim Walz. He just looks like a total idiot. Not that that's a new phenomenon.
But, yeah, he wants to run for re-election. And he wants to run for president. And I just think the people of Minnesota deserve better. So, Rich, you write to one of your columns about the latest anti-Israel conspiracy theory is decades old. And we're watching Turning Point in the AmeriFest and couldn't be impressed. But I could not miss the fact that Ben Shapiro's battling with Steve Bannon and others. And J.D. Vance evidently called out Ben Shapiro. So we see what's happened on the right. A lot of it ends up being manifested in anti-Israel, anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Could you tell us what's got you concerned right now?
Yeah, so there's a lot of this stuff, but this is one that's been around forever. It's the so-called USS Liberty incident. This was a U.S. spy ship near the Six Days War in 1967 that got hit by Israeli planes and torpedo ships. Horrible incident, a friendly fire incident, obviously a friendly fire incident if you look into it. But people, because they're so anti-Israel, are again returning this idea that Israel did it on purpose. So we're supposed to believe that in the midst of the Cold War, when the Soviets were hostile to Israel and Israel desperately feared the Soviets, they went out of the way to attack a ship of a friendly superpower. It's absolutely insane. As soon as they realized their mistake and that they failed to correctly identify the U.S. ship, they apologized, they rendered assistance or attempted to render assistance, they flew out a naval attaché to the ship from Israel, et cetera, et cetera. But there's almost, it's really frightening because there's almost no lie about Israel that people aren't willing to tell, and apparently there's not an audience for.
So there's also a sense, now there's some conspiracy theories out there that Israelis, the Mossad, killed Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, it's just nuts. Tyler Robinson killed Charlie Kirk. He'll get his day in court. But if the feds have made up this case, it'll be one of the worst law enforcement scandals of all time in the United States. And it's not just the feds. Utah, for some reason, would have to be in on it. If you just look at the video of him running off of the roof right after the shooting and jumping down, apparently carrying a rifle, you just say, that's the guy, just based on no evidence, other evidence whatsoever. But there's tons of other evidence, including his DNA, is on the trigger, elsewhere on the rifle, on the casing, on the towel that was on the rifle. He confessed to his boyfriend. He confessed to his mother, his father, and a family friend. So this is as open and shut a case that you can get. So the idea that somehow the Jews were involved is laughably insane.
So how does this end? I mean, you've seen a lot. You've been writing a lot for years about the Republican Party. Are they too conservative? Pat Buchanan comes in. He's way to the right. How is it going to affect the election with George H.W. Bush? And, you know, Donald Trump comes in and he's got ignores the autopsy after Romney lost and just is strong on the border. Doesn't matter if people misinterpret it as anti-Hispanic. These are things that got worked out on the right before. You know, the Freedom Caucus destroying the majority for John Boehner, but being too conservative perhaps, but not practical. But this is a different type of fight. How do you see it playing out?
So I think substantively, the Ben Shapiro side of more rationality on this stuff will win. Politically, though, the ally of certainly the most prominent member of the other side, Tucker Carlson, you know, J.D. Vance, is going to win politically. I think he's going to run. He's going to get endorsed by Trump. It's very likely he's going to win the nomination. And he's not going to denounce Tucker. Now, J.D.'s not anti-Semite and is not in the same conspiracy theorist, but he's not going to denounce those people either. So it's going to be, you know, a little bit in between in that sense. And I think to the extent this is a fight over foreign policy, I do think J.D. is less interventionist than Trump. So Trump is clearly not where the quasi-isolationists are, but J.D. Vance, if he's not there, is much closer. So the extent this is a proxy fight over foreign policy, I think the quasi-isolationists are going to win because J.D. Vance is going to win.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. If you're hearing me, I'm going to assume you're awake. And if you aren't, because while you're snoozing, someone else might be finding your dream home. That's where Realtor.com comes in. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, that's a lot of chances to find the place you've been dreaming of. Whether you're searching for a two-story mid-century with a pool or a little extra space with a spa-inspired bathroom, Realtor.com can help you find it today. So quit hitting that snooze button. Realtor.com isn't sleeping on finding your dream home, and neither should you. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian.
I don't have to tell you that Netanyahu is going to be coming to Mar-a-Lago and he's going to be showing the president intelligence that shows that Iran is reconstituting its nuclear program and starting back with its ballistic missile program, which is a direct threat to Israel's sovereignty, looking for permission to hit them if all reports are correct. You think Trump will grant it?
I don't know. I think he might be reluctant to go have at it again so quickly, but I think it depends on the nature of the evidence. A little bit of a tough one for Trump, right? Because he was so all in on we totally obliterated it. You know, there's nothing left. So to within months to say, oh wait a minute, I think that's going to be difficult for him.
But you could easily say it was obliterated, but not to the point where it can't be reconstituted.
Yeah, or the stuff we hit was obliterated, but there's other stuff we didn't know about. Yeah,
and the missiles. Maybe. No one said they wiped out their missile program.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Which is part of the reason why Obama's deal was such a calamity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it let them get to the cusp of a nuclear program and just sit there so they could break out whenever they want. And then all the terrorism and all the missiles and everything else was unaddressed.
Lastly, when it comes to Venezuela, you know they're a threat. You know they're a problem in the region. And now the president amped it up by putting special forces on board within striking distance of Venezuela. You know, they were interdicting tankers, and we said everybody stop flying over Venezuela, so there's no fly zone. What's next?
Again, we talk about this every week, and every week, I don't know. I'm not sure Trump's decided, but certainly we're further down a regime change military action. So I kind of think he's going to pull the trigger. I kind of think Maduro is going to be someplace else besides Venezuela by the end of next year, maybe Turkey, but we'll see.
Economy grew at over 4%. It stunned everybody. Here's Kevin Hassett on this. Cut one.
you're going to get a 4% number. It's really interesting to see the headlines from the fake news. Everywhere you look, it's like, oh, it's a completely surprising north of 4% number. But the point is that President Trump's policies are working, and they're very visibly working now because we've seen the data. You know, President Trump, when we were talking about the numbers, he said something like, well, why don't we get 20%? Did you see that he truthed to that today? I don't know about 20%, but the point is that we're in a very unprecedented time. That the macro thing is that it's just like when we invented the computer, and then, or was it Al Gore that did that? He was the internet. And then all of a sudden in the 90s, we had incredible growth year after year after year with no inflation. And so, you know, President Trump's right. That's what we're doing again.
So there you go. The numbers are stunning. I mean, not every number is great, but most of them are fantastic getting into the new year.
Yeah, great number for them. They need it to keep up. They make a very sincere case that it will keep up, as Kevin said there. If he's right that we're, you know, entering in a period like the 90s with technological growth and low inflation, that would be just fantastic. That'd be fantastic for the country. So I hope they're right, but we'll need to see what happens in the coming year.
Do you, on a minor note that maybe you care more about and maybe I care more about than most people, Mike Pence launched a think tank, and it looks like he's getting some Heritage Foundation board members there. Your thought about what's going on the right?
Yeah, again, this is another function of the turmoil that we were just discussing, although this is in the realm of the think tank world. So Heritage Foundation, the president there, Kevin Roberts, has wrenched the Heritage Foundation in the direction of kind of the quasi-isolationist and the populist nationalist. A lot of folks there weren't on board that program and have headed over to Mike Pence, who's a more traditional conservative. So this is just the think tank realm for this ongoing battle.
Rich, do you think that you and I should launch a think tank? It sounds like fun.
I don't know how fun it is, Brian. I think you have a pretty fun gig.
Right. I would like to just go somewhere and just think.
Think tank.
Yeah. I would like to, hey, Rich, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to think of my office. I'll see you at lunch. You're going to go think.
Yeah, exactly.
Rich Lowry, National Review. Have a fantastic Christmas, Rich.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks so much, man.
This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.